Decision time.
Decision time.
I can live in New York, in his house, drive his car, go to New York University. I have to stop hiding. I've been doing it since I was a child. My best hiding place became a field next to our family home. I'd find the furthest spot with the highest grass and spend all day reading Sidney Sheldon while ignoring my mother's calls.
Samo se ti pazi kad te nađem, dobit ćeš ti svoje! Štefica! Štefica! Vragu si iz torbe ispala!
That means I fell out of the devil's bag. I still play my hiding games when immigration police come to check passports. My bosses then ask me,
"Why are you hiding? You're legal, aren't you?"
"Of course I am." The bosses pretend they don't have a clue about my fake passport. For them, I'm a 7-foot-tall Italian girl from Milan with blue eyes and a lot of traveling experience. There is always this voice in my head.
If you get caught, you get deported.
I was born in Zagreb, Croatia, in 1979, 1 year before Marshal Tito died. Tito united Yugoslavia. Serbs, Croats, Slovenians, Bosnians, Herzegovinians, Macedonians, Montenegrins, Catholics, Muslims, Orthodox. Croatia was then a part of Yugoslavia. We all lived in harmony until 1991. Then Yugoslavia died. Every Saturday, my dad, Tata, took me to a bookstore. He bought me stories like Gulliver's Travels, Brothers Grimm Fairy Tales, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. In Yugoslavia, it was advisable to be in the party, the Communist Party, but my parents weren't. We lived in a one-room house that my mom bought with her savings. No running water, no central heating, beside the gypsies and the graveyard. My dad had no money. His mother wanted him to marry an educated woman, a doctor, not a simple woman like my mama. But I did have a happy childhood, ice skating on Lake Yarun, watching American TV at my friend Ivana's, then the two of us playing Cagney and Lacey in the cornfields.
Bang, bang! Ivana! Vidim te! Uhvati kriminalca!
Around the time, I also changed my name. Thea. Štefica is an old-fashioned name that only old-fashioned people in villages have. I wanted a modern name. I was 10 when Tata, my dad, bought a piece of land in Stupnik village and we started to build our own house. When we moved in, the roof was not finished, just a slab of concrete above us that leaked when it rained. Then the Yugoslav war started. Tata's wage as a school teacher was cut. Mama waited in a line to buy brown bread. Sometimes there was none left. Then the walls of the house started to turn black. I was 13 when a journalist made an article about us in Večernji list newspaper. Outrageous conditions for a university graduate. The photographer took a photo of our family. Mama Dragica, Tata Milan, older sister Snežana, and my tabby cat Mimi. I held Mimi as tight as I could underneath the dark, damp walls. That's when my parents started arguing, mostly over money. Tata wanted to find work in Toronto. He wrote to his aunt Sylvia there. She wrote back,
"Protect your country. Stay in Zagreb."
The war in Croatia stopped. I finished high school, worked at all sorts of jobs. A Kinder Surprise toy filler, door-to-door salesperson, a security guard in a meat factory, a porter, a babysitter. At 21, I got a permanent job in Mercatone, a big Italian shopping center in Stupnik. Mama thought it was a great opportunity. I didn't. Sliding, scanning, typing, bagging, sliding, scanning, typing, bagging, sliding, scanning, typing, bagging. No excitement. No dreams. No possibilities. I imagined myself in New York City, sipping iced coffee under a tree in Central Park and reading Emily Dickinson.
Op it's spavaš.
I'd look up and see Ankica, my boss.
Ah, sorry, Ankica. Ne izgledaš dobro. Jel imaš temperaturu? Daj da provjerim. Hoćeš malo da ti donesem vode?
At weekends I went to Zagreb to my boyfriend, Niko. He lived in a house with 4 bathrooms and a swimming pool. And he played a guitar with his band Electro Paralisa. He took me to his holiday home in Dubrovnik. All of his mates were there. I watched his female friends, all dolled up in Dolce & Gabbana, Calvin Klein, Versace, all confident, all free. I wished I was one of them. But for me, sliding, scanning, typing, bagging, sliding, scanning, typing, bagging. I have to get out of here. I have to.
Probudi se, Štefica, šta ti je?
This time I didn't apologize. This time I told Ankica,
moram van na zrak.
I find an ad in Večerni List, looking for girls to work as dancers in Venice. New life, lots of cash, all safe. I can be a dancer. I know how to move. Nico told me I have perfect timing. And I'm pretty. I'm in Metro Cafe in Zagreb, chatting to Ljubica, a girl from the ad. Ljubica looks so glamorous.
Ponesi bikini za početak, dok ne kupiš seksi haljnice.
She lets me smell her Chanel number 5 and laughs about spending too much money on perfumes. I find an old suitcase Mama brought back from Munich when she was my age. I pack it to the brim. I tell Mama,
idem malo do Ivane za vikend, nisam je dugo vidla.
I'm going to Ivana's for the weekend. I take a bus to Zagreb. Then I'm at Trešnjevka market. I buy myself black stilettos and a bikini with a tiger print. Next morning, I'm on a bus to Rijeka. In Rijeka, I get autotrans bus to Trieste. New life, lots of cash, all safe. The bus to Trieste is full of shoppers. One seat left at the back next to 2 bearded men. Their hands look so rough. They must be working in Italy. We are at the Slovenian-Italian border. The Italian polizia looks through our suitcases, then signals to both me and the bearded men to get off. They stamp our passports.
Negare. Entry denied.
I learned that polizia obviously disapprove of going shopping if your suitcase is already full of clothes. I'm in a petrol station cafe near the border. An hour later, Fiat Punto with Trieste plates drives up to the cafe. The three of us get in. The car starts moving towards the border. We sit silently as the officer looks through the Italian driving license, then quickly scans our faces. The barrier pole starts raising up. The car continues moving, then we are out of the view.
Entrata, approvato! Entrata, approvato!
They drop me off near Venice, then speed off. I see a woman.
Autobus? Due. Mestre. Grazie.
I'm on the bus number 2 for less than 20 minutes when I start noticing fewer buildings, more trees. I must have missed my stop. I get off and start walking along the edge of the road back to town. A black jeep pulls up.
Thea? Club? Si.
I get in. The man drives me to the dancer's accommodation. I'm sharing a room with Sandra, also from Croatia. I jump into a shower and she shouts,
Voda je odvratna! The water is disgusting!
I wash quickly. I open my case and take out what I need. my black stilettos, and my tiger print bikini. We're in Coco's. It's full of graffiti. I change shyly into my tiger print bikini. I watch Hungarian girls going through the full procedure. Moisturizing, spraying glitter on their bodies, shaving legs on the dry, curling hair, straightening hair, sprinkling baby powder in their shoes. Everyone is trying on or taking off dresses, buying dresses, selling dresses, swapping dresses, picking out discarded shoes from under the table. I watch their breasts, perfect, full, firm, like melons. Some are like apricots. Mine are like strawberries. I have to get gel-made chicken fillets to fill up my tiger bra. I'm on the floor. The manager, Vittoria, comes up to me.
3 rules. 1. Only customer can buy alcohol for you. 2. You cannot take cash from customers. Only dance tokens. 3. No touching in the private room.
Private room? I thought I was only dancing on stage. Vittoria shouts.
American walk!
All the girls start strolling around as if on a catwalk. Vittoria nods at me. I join them. Men start coming up, picking women from the line. One man approaches me too.
I take you, bellissima, for a private dance. Pacio, pacio, kiss, kiss.
The man and I are in a private room. I slip my bra strap off my shoulder. I turn.
No. Please, no. Stop.
The bouncer peeks in and pulls the man out. 2 hours left till closing. I've only had one dance. The bouncer comes up all changed in casual clothes, buys me an American cocktail and takes me for an hour dance. When we come out, he says to me,
"You wanna go to a beach with me tomorrow?"
I have to ask Vittoria.
"Hey, no problem, bellissima. Vittoria and our friends."
It's 5 in the morning when we get back to our apartments. Sandra and I are lying in our bunk beds, talking about the night. She tells me when she started working as a dancer. She tells me she worked in a brothel in Madrid. She was raped by her boss over there. It wasn't anything violent, she says. He just got her very drunk. I never want something like that happen to me. The next night, I tell the bouncer that I won't be going to the beach with him. I see him taking a different girl for a dance. It's Sunday. I'm leaving Venice with a smiley face and 300 euros in my German suitcase. It would have taken me a whole month to make that in Stupnik. I sleep on the bus from Trieste to Rijeka. I call Ljubica. She asks if I want to try a different club the following weekend. Back home, I hide in my room. Mama is looking at me differently. She's suspicious. I observe myself in the mirror as if I have different eyes. Tight stomach, firm backside, pouty lips, piercing eyes. I look good. Next weekend, I only bring the rucksack with me. I see a girl on Autotrans bus who looks as lost as I was last weekend. At the Italian border, Ford Fiesta is waiting for me. Both me and the girl get in. Ljubica's friend Claudia takes us to a new club, Venus, not far from Estre. I'm happy to see Sandra. She's busy all night, so we don't get to talk much. The second night is quiet. Sandra then teaches me some basic tricks on the pole. Bending down, climbing up, swaying, twirling, snake stretches, cat stretches. Then finally, upside downs. Sandra laughs.
"You got it, girl. Hey, baby, you're a born dancer."
End of the night. I'm taking my chicken fillets out when I overhear Sandra and a Czech girl. The Czech girl saying she's just come back from an amazing place.
Japan. Girls make lots of money. It's like America.
It's like America. In my head, I'm in New York City, sipping iced coffee under a tree in Central Park and reading Emily Dickinson.
Japan zvuči super, Niko. Exotično.
Ti si luda. You're crazy, Niko tells me. He also tells me he has a new girlfriend. He's now dating a girl from his band. Everywhere I go, my mother's eyes keep following me around.
Mama, zašto me tako gledaš? Prestani, molim te. Znaš gdje sam bila? Kako znaš? Kako znaš? Kako?
I get a bus to an internet cafe in town. I Google up.
Exotic dancers wanted to dance in Japan. Apply now. Include your best photo and choose where you want to work. Click.
3,000 kuna arrived to my bank account. My last salary from Mercatone. Narita Airport. Keisatsu officer smiles at me.
Tourist? Aha, tourist.
He stamps my passport.
3 months. Have a pleasant stay.
I'm in Tokyo. I will make the money for a student visa in America. There are 12 million people in Tokyo. I can get lost in here if I want to. I'm on the airport bus. 50 minutes later, I meet the agent. He drives me to the hen house, where dancers and hostesses from all over the world live, each in a tiny bedsit. An hour later, I'm walking to the club. Thousands of people are walking beside me. I see a small tabby cat running down the lane. I remember the day we got photographed. Mama Dragica, Tata Milan, my sister Snežana, and my tabby cat Mimi. I miss home. The name of the club is Lips. 2 floors, 2 bars, red seats and mirrors all around. The manager is Hiro. He bows at me. I bow back. We are at the balcony, looking down at girls dancing on a raised platform. I see girls in the VIP area, chatting to clients, sipping shots, picking strawberries from fruit plates. Hiro shows me to changing room. I put a black miniskirt over my tiger bikini. Nobody here struts around only in bikini. Hiro points to the waiting area. He says just one rule.
Touching only down to waist.
I sit next to Leah from Russia. See-through platform shoes, expensive, comfortable ones. 2-piece white outfit. Her boobs stand out. Decorated nails, big lashes, sparkly dot on her tooth. Leah dances slowly. She slips off her bra. She's got glittery stars around her nipples. It's 1 a.m. I'm still in the waiting area. Then Hiro finally brings me to the table that some girls have just left.
I'm Mimi,
the man sniggers. No more money left. Back in the waiting area, Hiro brings over a phone. Leah rings her regular customers.
Come to Lips. I'll be waiting for you.
She tells me that one of her customers brings her shopping every week. She shows me a mobile phone she got as a present. Leah also tells me that girls who speak Japanese make more money. She teaches me the words hai, arigato, hiderli, musugo. Yes, thank you, left, right. She gives me a bonus word. Skebe. Pervert. 2 in the morning. An afterwork bus arrives. 50 Japanese men enter Lips. The DJ announces,
Mimi with very strong legs.
I'm leaning against the pole. The music starts playing. I bend down. I touch my legs. I see the man in the mirror. I move slowly around the pole. A twirl forward. A twirl backwards. I slide down. I stretch. I climb up the pole. I throw my torso backwards. I sway. I touch my hair. I jump down. I swagger. I tease the man sitting in the front. The song crescendos to its chorus. I grab the pole with both hands. I throw my whole body into upside down. I hear claps. I hear whistles. I slither like a snake. I crawl. The men fire money and tokens on stage. I slide down into cut stretches. I flip my hair. I sway. I swagger. I wiggle. I wriggle. I fold, unfold, flip my hair, and hook my bra slowly. Another twirl, then I disappear backstage. I come back, pick up tokens and yen left for me. One man calls me up, puts all of his tokens into my bra and my skirt. He takes me for an hour dance, does circular motions on my strawberries until the closing time. End of the night. Hero tells me if I join the man and his friends at karaoke, I'll get paid more. Half an hour later, I'm with Leah and the man in Ananda, eating Korean barbecue and singing, "Heaven is a place on earth. Heaven is a place on earth." 6 o'clock in the morning. I ring Mama from a phone box in Akasaka. "Ciao, Mama. It's 6 p.m. I've just finished my shift on the strawberry farm." In Japan, I learned new rules for a dancer. When you sit with men, your breasts should be covered. Then you're more like a date. Wear short skirts, never long pants. Don't put glitter on your body. Men here don't want it on their suits. The most important rule: don't piss off other girls. They know where it's good to go next and where you can make money. I keep all my money in my purse. Bet seats get robbed. But every time the DJ calls me my name, I hear sniggers. Finally, Leah explains. Mimi means ear in Japanese. Leah tells me about some other clubs in the city. More glamorous spots. In Tantra, girls wear long gowns and look like film stars. But you need experience to get a job there. On the other hand, in Roppongi, there is a strange club called Deep Kiss Shop. A kiss with a tongue costs 10 yen. We are emancipated women. We decide what we are, who we are. When we decide to become somebody else, we change our name, our hair color, our lips, our language, or our nationality. Some of us are women who used to be men. We have curvy hips, big breasts, perfect face, and perfect bodies. Some of us are acrobats, gymnasts. All of us are great saleswomen. We can talk any man out of all of his money. We must follow club rules, otherwise we get fired. But I don't think about that. The times are good. I'm making money so I can study in New York. My visa is running out. I'm almost 23. I head to the American embassy. I meet Naveen, an Indian-born officer.
"Because it's your birthday, I will find time for you tomorrow after 5.
I arrive after 5. His office has the smell of the cologne Tata used to wear. I miss home. I stare at pictures of America. Ambassadors, universities, monuments, old trains. Students smiling with their visas. Naveen brings me a green tea and a chocolate cupcake.
"You must try.
I made it myself." I take a bite of cake. He hands me a silver wrap.
"I bought this especially for your birthday.
It's a red lipstick. May I put it on your lips?"
I'm choking. I spit the cake out on the carpet, then I'm running out of his office. He's shouting,
"You will never get into America!"
I'm in a late-night internet cafe in Shinjuku. In 10 days, my visa runs out. America is over. No chance. What about Canada? Impossible. Australia? Too complicated. New Zealand? I wish. England? Too strict. Ireland? Oh, no visitor visa required. Yes. I'm looking for dancer jobs in Ireland. I find one on Gumtree. Louise, the agent, emails back straight away. "Just give me a call when you arrive. This is my number. Have a safe trip, Han. Louise." I fly to Paris, then to Dublin. Garda immigration desk. I pretend it's all normal.
"Stop! Wait!"
I'm in the interrogation room.
"Why do you only have a one-way ticket? Who are you visiting?"
"Where did you get 3,000 in cash?" I don't panic. I give the guard Louise's number. I don't hear the phone conversation, but he gives me my passport back, stamped for 12 days. The airport is empty. Just one suitcase circulating the carousel. Mine. I ring Louise, then I'm in a taxi to Clonsilla. I'll be sharing a room number 3 with Olga from Belarus. A young woman opens the door.
"Hiya, I'm Thea."
No response. She walks back down the hallway. I follow her. I see an older woman sleeping on the hallway floor. I see a room with a sticker. Number 3. I quietly open the door. Olga is asleep. I can hear her sniffling, swallowing tears and sighs. I quietly unpack in the dark. I creep into my bunk bed. I dream about Ivana and I playing Cagney and Lacey in the fields.
"Bang, bang! Ha! Ivana! Vidim te! Uhvati kriminalca!"
I wake up. A man is licking my middle finger.
"Don't worry, you're grand. I'm Justin, the manager."
Justin leaves the room. Olga is gone. All of her belongings too. I'm in a taxi with 5 other girls on our way to work. I'm sitting next to Donna, a big blonde South African girl.
"Where did Olga go?"
"Olga went to dance in Miami."
"Here we are, girls,"
says the taxi man. I look up and see the sign. Shooters. I go inside. I can't believe it. Here I am, from glitzy Tokyo to a place that smells like Guinness farts and cow's dung. The room is so bare. A few bamboo tables and chairs, a bowl of popcorn on each bamboo table. I see a pole, like a signpost. I see an electric shower on a platform in a corner. I'm the last to the changing room. No space left at the mirror. I'm standing there waiting. An Irish girl arrives. She tells me to follow her. She brings me to a bathroom upstairs.
"My name is Angel."
She's got the biggest eyelashes I've ever seen, and they're silver.
"You have to come in early to get a spot at the mirror. Fights have happened between girls over mirrors. But you can always come up here. We share this bathroom with the pub downstairs. You should see the faces of the pub ladies when they come up to use the bathroom. They just stare at our dresses and shoes, not a sound. Then quickly do their business and leave."
I decide to quickly do my business and leave. I don't want to be seen by the pub ladies. Midnight. I'm almost asleep on a bamboo seat when men finally start coming in. They're so happy to see me. They've never met a girl from Eastern Europe before.
Italian men adore athletes. Japanese men see pole dancing as an art form. Irish men are all about the chat.
Where are you from? Is that your real name?
Are all the girls as gorgeous in your country?
Are those real? How much do you make in a night? I love learning strange pronunciations. Bus, Mooney, Pub. I love learning new expressions. Gaff, Mima, bleeding this, bleeding that. But soon I get tired of just chatting and going home with little cash. I've only made 200 euros in 2 nights. I become cheeky.
My English, not so good, but I dance very, very nice.
In the changing room, I listen to all sorts of conversations in so many different languages. Russian, Hungarian, Czech, Thai, Swedish. I enjoy listening to the Irish, English or Australian girls.
I met Sarah in Guam just before she had a Thai surgery.
No way! I used to share a bedsit with her best friend Anna, who was a hostess in Japan.
Do you remember Lisa? She's now dancing in Iceland. She says she's pretending she's Eastern European. It helps her make more cash.
I hear Irish girls pretending to be Russian too. Irish lads prefer us Eastern Europeans. They're so afraid that the Irish girls may know them in real life. Girls in Ireland love putting on tan. Saint-Tropez, California sun, Marbella gold. They apply to each other with a glove, then parade around naked for hours, waiting for it to dry. Angel gives me some sublime bronze. Not only did I ruin my pink dress, when the tan settles, I can't even recognize myself.
Catastrophe!
We are all in the same taxi on our way home. It's the rule. Justin wants us safe. I'm sitting next to Camilla from Estonia.
Are you horny tonight? You so crazy, big boy.
Donna is gesticulating.
She's mental.
Maybe she is, but she just bought a second apartment in Tallinn. It's Friday night. Donna and I are sitting with her Albanian mates, Frank and Tony, both dressed in shiny suits. Frank orders a big bottle of Moët Chandon and gives us girls tokens for free. Frank whispers that he arranges passes through the Mexican border to Miami. He sorts out passports and jobs in a fancy club, Booby Trap. It costs 7,000 euros. For me, he'll do it for 6. I tell him all about my university dream. He whispers to meet him for lunch on Sunday at the Gresham Hotel. It's Tuesday, my 7th day in Ireland. I'm having a tea at the Gresham Hotel, waiting to meet Frank for the second time. He arrives, I hand him 3,000 euros. He hands me a new Italian passport.
Your name is Caterina Francesca Adami. She's taller than you, wear heels. The Mexican border will be open in a week or two max.
I'm standing at the mirror in the changing room. Angel is showing me how to put on silver eyelashes.
Then a bang! Nikki and Felicity from Manchester burst in.
Who said to Justin that we take cocaine and show everything to customers in the private room? Was it you, bitch?
Please, stop shouting.
Ow!
Next, I'm on the floor. They're pulling my hair, ripping off my dress, hitting me with their stilettos. The bouncer wrestles them for 5 minutes to get them off me. I walk out on the floor, my dress torn, my face scratched. Justin looks at me with no expression.
Start packing. From tomorrow, you'll be working in Limerick.
No way.
I'm not going.
Then I say to myself,
this place is a shithole anyway.
It can't be any worse in Limerick. The next day on the bus, I text Frank. I'll be working in Limerick, but I'm ready to go anytime. The Globe is the only club in town, so it's busy. Very busy. I'm staying in Castle Troy. I have my own room. The other girls are mostly from Pécs in Hungary and have no English. What keeps me going are texts from Frank telling me I'm going soon. I start imagining Olga, fantasizing about Miami, daydreaming about New York. I'm in Central Park, under a tree, sipping iced coffee and reading Emily Dickinson. We're all working on the New Year's Eve. On the New Year's Day, I ring my mom.
Sretna Nova, Mama.
Sretna Nova,
she says sleepily. I woke her up.
Mama, I'll call again soon.
Chinese New Year, the year of the monkey. Celebrations. I watch men jumping around the club, standing on tables. No one's spending any money. I make my way to the stage. They grab my strawberries, they grab my bottom. I push them, I hit them. Then I'm fired. Again. I'm on Cecil Street hailing a taxi to Castle Troy. A regular from the club, Seamus, approaches me. Seamus is lovely. A primary school teacher, a quiet sort of guy. He tells me he knows the manager in a club in Galway, The Great Escape. I ask him to ring the manager and check if I can go over. I'm in Seamus's car on my way to Tuam. He has all sorts of books at the back seat. Brothers Grimm fairy tales, Gulliver's Travels, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I love them. Then I remember the bookstore trips with Tata. I'm unpacking my suitcase.
No, 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 no. Ne mogu vjerovat. My purse! Where is my purse? My 3,000 for Frank is in it.
Then I hear a doorbell. It's Seamus with my purse. He hands it back to me, then smiles. I smile back. He walks to his Peugeot. We wave to each other. He drives off. I'm jogging in the fields, watching sheep and cows. There is nothing else to do in Tuam. I can't stay here forever. Too late to cancel Miami. A text from Frank.
Babe, we're going in a week.
I need the other half. Meet you tomorrow at the Spanish Arch Hotel. I'm sipping tropical sky cocktail when Frank arrives. We chat for ages. We'll fly to Cancun. His cousin Tony will drive us to the American border. 2 days later, I'll be in Miami. Booby Trap manager has an apartment organized for me. Frank leaves the hotel with my 3,000 euros. Sunday night, just before closing, I'm in a private room, drinking cheap champagne and chatting to a customer. It's the last song and I tell him that I'm moving to America. A girl like you will do really well over there. We toast to that. I'm in the Tuam cottage, packing my lucky dresses. Pink, white, zebra, plum, silver. I squeeze euros in between them. I fall asleep smiling. I dream of New York City. Central Park, iced coffee, Emily Dickinson. Next morning, 6 a.m., I'm standing at the Galway bus station in my summer shorts waiting for Frank. 7 a.m., Frank's phone rings out. 8 a.m., still no answer. 8:30, I'm shaking at the reception of the Spanish Arch Hotel.
His name is Frank. No, I don't know his second name.
That night, I'm on the last bus to Dublin. Alone. I'm now living in Camilla's apartment in Smithfield. We are both working in a new club in Dublin 1, Le Paradis. The manager tells us we have to hand out flyers. It's the club rule. Camilla and I are standing in Temple Bar. We're watching Irish girls going out. Striding, laughing, free. I wish I was one of them. Suddenly I see a familiar face crossing Temple Bar.
Donna! Hey! Donna, it's me, Thea!
Where is Frank?
He's dead. He died in a car accident in Milan. I'm in the Western Union, O'Connell Street, wiring 5,000 to my parents. I call them. Mama tells me they will use the money to finish off the roof on our house in Stupnik. Tata tells me that a bank clerk was asking him about the origins of the money.
Kreten jeden.
Tata swore at him. Tata asks me,
Steffi, where are you now?
Ireland.
Irska, Tata. It's 1 week after my surgery. My strawberries are now apricots. The doctor said melons would be too much. Bigger breasts mean more money. The work seems easier since I got them, for a while. But then strange things start happening. Clients start telling me that I'm very pretty and they love chatting to me, but then they don't take me for dances. They take new, younger girls for dances, girls with fresh faces. It's Saturday night. I'm watching girls with fresh faces in the VIP, chatting and laughing with customers. I'm about to ask the manager to go home early when someone touches me on the shoulder. A tall man, about 50 years old, grinning at me with his big white American teeth.
Are you free for a dance?
Yes, I am.
We are sipping Dom Perignon in the private room. I tell the American man that he looks just like JFK. He laughs. People always tell him that. JFK comes to Le Paradis every night only for me. 2 weeks later, he offers me a shot at my American dream. I would live with him in New York, study at New York University. I fill out an application form for a student visa. JFK is going to be my sponsor. A cloudy Sunday in August. I'm standing at the lion cage at Dublin Zoo. JFK arrives with the news. He tells me that he rang the embassy. They said, I'm not eligible for a student visa, even with his sponsorship. They said, I don't have enough ties to my own country. They said, I don't have a house, a husband, or a baby. I'm staring at a lion cage, wiping tears away. JFK is telling me that I can still make my dream come true. I can become his fiancé. After 3 months, we can get married. After 5 years, I can get my US citizenship. I wipe my tears away.
I need to be alone, JFK.
I need to be alone. Decision time. I can live in New York. In his house, drive his car. Study at New York University.
Bog, tata. Dolazim doma. Sutra kupim kartu. Imam. Da, tata. Javim sve kad organiziram. Pazim se. Pusaj tebi i mami. Bog, tata. Tata. My dad. I told him I'm coming home. When I get there, I'll check online. The requirements and fees for a student visa.
in Ireland. 1 year ago, I got on that bus to Trieste. It was a false start. This time, I want to do it right. No more hiding. No more Thea. My name is Štefica, and I'm ready to begin.